This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. You know, get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You've got Watch Live. You've got a live chat room. You've got all kinds of stuff going on there. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate, you don't have to. I'm telling you, you really don't have to. You know, and you say, give me your email address. I'll send you an email every week letting you know who we have coming on, what we're going to be talking about. You know, and you decide whether you want to keep getting it or not. But at least take a listen. At least get the first one so you know what you're turning down. You know, I don't know if you guys heard, but the Dems are making all kinds of excuses, right? They're about their loss. I know I was going to do this again, but can't help myself. Anyway, the Dems are making up all kinds of excuses. And what does Rachel Maddow do? She comes out and she says that part of the problem, part of the reason why they lost, not the only, but part of it, you ready for this? Is because of the weather. Because of global climate cooling warming change. Not really, but there was some weather. And that the people who went to the polls, they had a hard time getting to the polls because of the weather. And that's why. Let me tell you what, lady. I agree with her. The weather did affect the polls. The weather did affect the voting. But I think the problem here is that we come from two different universes. And if the weather was better, right, they would have lost by more numbers. That's what I believe. You know, again, they just don't get it. They really don't get it. They really don't pay attention. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, let's have some fun before we get to the healthcare stuff. The city of San Jose, I think this is wonderful. I love this. Comes from our buddy Jeff Dunnitz. You got to check out his site. Go over to. I know. I just wanted. That's why I try not to blow it. Libblog. No. Lidblog. LID, like the hat. Yes, because I know that if I said it, you'd all go to Libblog. Lidblog, like putting a hat on it, right? Head over to lidblog.com. That's where this story hails from. So San Jose is fighting against Trump's wall. I mean, they all are up there. Northern California is its own other universe. So they're fighting against Trump's wall, but they're building a wall of their own to keep out Americans. That's right. So the city of San Jose has hosted protests against the president's wall proposal. It has a representative of Congress who introduced legislation to stop the border wall. But you know, as I said, I've said this too. You got to hand it to the Democrats. The word hypocrisy they can't find anywhere, but that their picture, their logo should be right there in the dictionary next to hypocrisy. So the they've gone after this, right? So anyhow, I just the screen flashed and came back. Anyway, so residents of the city where approximately 47% of its registered voters are Democrats, 47%, and only 21% are Republicans. The rest are in California. We have a thing called declined estate, and then we have the another 121 parties: Green Party, Purple Party, the rent is too damn high party, whatever it is, all that stuff. And they're demanding a bigger and stronger wall, but not to keep out illegals. But you ready for this? These loving, caring, socialistic Democrats, they want to keep out homeless, the homeless. Really, think about it. So Caltrans is our California Department of Transportation. They're asking for money to build a taller, stronger wall in the San Jose area to stop homeless individuals from returning to their encampments. Now, see, the thing I find interesting about this, they would rather have these people in and around, and I say these people, I don't say that in a negative way, you know what I mean, so don't go write me an email about it. Anyway, so they would rather have them sleeping in the hallways of buildings downtown, laying under bus stops, laying in the sidewalks next to areas where they can stay warm, right? Urinating behind the bus stops, and sometimes not even that. Right? Instead of those big grassy areas that are off the freeways. And they throw them out of there from time to time, which those places don't do anything anyhow. They're just dirt and grass. You want a place to go? They want to go there? Let them go there. So they keep, apparently Caltrans is tired of cleaning up these areas. Now, Laura Nunez, who has lived on a certain avenue in San Jose most of her life, said that everything changed on her street when the homeless people began using the rickety chain-link fence at the end of the block as a doorway to their encampments. Every time Caltrans would come out and repair it, as soon as they left, they cut a hole in it and they just used it again. Well, then why not put a gate up there instead of fixing the fence all the time? I mean, come on, you Bleeding Heart Libs, you love this stuff. Don't you want them to have a place to stay? Or would you rather have them go downtown? You're good with that, right? See, that's what's funny about these homeless shelters. We always want to help out the homeless, but you don't want them in our backyard. And look what they did in Santa Monica. They made that homeless central, and now they're kicking themselves for it. And the people, good intention, I get what they were trying to do. But nobody wants to go there anymore. It's caused a problem with the businesses, but I think most of the time people don't pay attention. They don't know what's going on. And, you know, we'll finish the story up on the seventh break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Tell your loved ones, your unloved ones, your friends, your relatives, your enemies about the show. We'll be back in a minute. Heat up your coffee like I did, and don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation, for real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky.
We are back.
Yes, sir.
I'm Cuban Pete.
You won't see him for a while.
You know, I talked to a friend of mine, a conservative friend of mine the other day, and they just got back from Cuba. And we're pretty proud of it. And I said, really? So you're proud that you put money into a system that jails that's the regular people? That jails anybody who speaks out against the government? You know, this garbage that they're going to get, that the it's going to help the Cuban economy, therefore help the people. It never has. Who do you think is going to take advantage of it first? Has one, since Obama instituted or you know, made the agreement with Cuba, has one political prisoner been let loose that we know of or been released from prison? I don't think so. Not at all. I really believe, you know, some of you who are bleeding hearts and you want to be humane to people, you want to help people out, this is not the way to do it. Right? I mean, you don't give money to a regime like that expecting that they're going to take care of their people. They haven't yet. You really think you start putting millions of dollars in their pockets, all of a sudden they're going to go, oh, what are we going to do with all this extra money? Oh, let's help those political prisoners we threw in jail and we've been torturing for the last 20 years. Yeah, let's help them out. Do you guys realize that the agreement made with Mr. Obama, when he even asked them, when he asked the Mr. Raul on the on people who are leaving Cuba, the refugees that are coming over. Now, think about something. Here you have refugees from Cuba that have been beat. Right? They come over. Mr. Obama said, we won't accept them. We will send them back, but we need your promise. Come on, follow me here. We need your promise that you won't torture them, that you won't put them in prison. Now, these are great negotiating skills of his, right? Because Raul said, no, there will be no promise. And he said, okay, well, we'll send them back anyway. Why even say anything? Why ask? I mean, great negotiating skills. Yeah, we already knew that. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll there. We're live on Facebook. There's a gazillion ways you can watch the show. There's a gazillion ways. Yes, gazillion's a real word. I didn't just make it up as I went. There's a gazillion ways you can get involved with it. So, the elitist up in San Jose, California. Not Santa, I'm sorry. San Jose. It's a great place. People of affluence live there. One of the most expensive places in California to live. The Bleeding Hearts gave all kinds of money to those people over there in Georgia for their Dem to win down there and got snookered. That area is almost 50% Democrat, 21% Republican. The rest are what we kind of call declined estates out here. If you're watching, you see me drinking out of that TRS cup. That's because coffee tastes better from a TRS mug. So does tea, and even water tastes pretty good out of there, too, as well. So Caltrans, it's the Department of Transportation here in California. They, you know, they take care of the freeways. They fix those walls and fences and what have you for those freeway underpasses. You know, those big green areas that you really can't build anything at. Well, homeless people hang out there. They do all up and down the state. We see them all over the place. In places like San Francisco, San Jose, and others like that, they actually allow the homeless people to sleep in the streets in the big city. In the hallways. They urinate on the streets. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Look it up yourself. You cannot arrest a homeless person now in San Francisco for peeing in the street. Yes, I said peeing. Right? Well, where else are they going to go? I don't know. How about around the back of the alleyway? Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be great to come walk out of a movie theater with your daughter and go, wasn't that a great movie? Yeah, Daddy. What's that man doing? He's spreading a leak, honey. Let's go the other way. Right? This is what this... Because a guy like me, I'm a prude. I don't want my kids to see that, so I'm a prude, right? So anyway, they're talking about how Caltrans keeps fixing these fences and the people keep breaking through the fences. Now, these are the same group of people that push back on Donald Trump because they don't want Donald building a wall in Mexico or at the Mexican border. We should allow people to come up. We should allow people to... partake of all the things we have here in America, especially California. But they don't feel that way in their own neighborhoods. It's like Nancy Pelosi. I also said, I'll tell you what. I'll allow refugees in. I'll jump on your bandwagon. You take the first 1,000 and put them on that big piece of property that you have up in Northern California. Your heart goes out to them. You feel so bad for these people. Well, then put some of those little igloo tents. Right? The ones, you see them all over the place. I don't know the names of them, but they're specifically for the homeless. Now they have these, what are they, the 200-square-foot homes. Have you seen those things? I mean, there are a lot of people actually living in them. Technically, they're only 200 square feet, but they're like the equivalent to 400 or 500 square feet the way they're laid out. And there's people, so why not line those up? Nice little abodes that those people can live in. Now, the writer goes on to say, maybe I'm not remembering this right, but when President Trump talks about the wall between the U.S. and Mexico, isn't part of his reasoning to prevent drugs from entering the country? Is that what you people in San Jose are afraid of? Maybe they have drugs going on up there underneath the freeway? We don't want them in your area, too, right? Caltrans in the city heard the neighbors' complaints, and on Monday, workers were out building a taller wall at the freeway off-ramp. Right? So they scream for a bigger wall. We jump right on it. Because, man, we don't want them homeless Americans to have a place to go. God. I thought the liberals wanted to help the poor. I thought they were, you know, it's the Republicans that don't want to help the poor. Don't you know that? Something's amiss here, don't you think? Now, in case you're wondering, this is the same San Jose that hosted rallies against President Trump's stance on illegal immigration and building a wall. So I guess the only walls you get to have, the only walls that hold any water are the ones that liberals want. But isn't this anti-homeless? Anti-American? Anti-the American way? I guess that's what I say now. Everything that we don't want or we come against as Republican conservatives, they say it's anti-American. All of a sudden they found the word American. You know, the one thing about Donald Trump being elected, you have to admit something. The Democrats are finally looking at the budget and talking about how are we going to get the money to pay for this. I think it's the first time I've ever heard that out of a Democrat's mouth after Trump was elected on Trump's tax plan. Right? They start using words like unconstitutional now. They finally found a constitution they can read. I love all of this. And they found the word American. But when they use it, when they talk about being better Americans, watching out for Americans, that's not nationalism. But when Trump says it, it's being a nationalist. And being a nationalist is being being like Hitler. So they say, not me. Put your rocks down. Anyway, this goes on and it's just crazy. They can't have it. Just because a thought comes between your ears doesn't mean it's real or right. Dale Bellis from Liberty Health Share joins me after the break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. A lot coming up tonight. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression reputation with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, let's just jump right into it. Because with the health share bill or the health care bill that's coming up, we don't know what's in it. I mean, I'm really not, we'll talk about this after, but I'm not very happy with Republicans and how they're handling this. This is just nuts. They know how to do it the right way. They need just to do it and get the job done, you know. And Liberty Health Share is out there helping people get the health care they need and not have to deal with this buffoonery going on in D.C. You know, my next guest, I love having him on. We he's on from time to time. We talk about, health care, health sharing. But health care is really what it's about. How do you take care of yourself? How do you exercise? How do you diet? What kind of drugs do you need? What kind of drugs don't you need? And I've never really asked him this part of the question, but sometimes you might be with a doctor 15, 20 years. Pay attention to how that doctor handles you. Pay attention to how that doctor treats you. Because I got to tell you something, even myself over the years at 57, I've been through a few doctors and listening to Dale and a few others and kind of rethinking how I take care of my body. I've asked different questions. I'm approaching this stuff a little differently. So Dale Bellis joins me. He's the CEO of Liberty Health Share, and I always learn so much when he's on with us. Dale, thanks for being with me.
It is a pleasure, Joe. Thank you for the invitation.
You know, and we kind of touched on this in the past, but this isn't the, you know, taking care of your body isn't like it was back in the 60s anymore. It's not a matter of you go to the doctor because you got an inflammation, you got this, you got that, he gives you a pill, and that's about the size of it. I mean, you really have got to get involved in taking care of yourself today, do you not?
You have to, and frankly, your prelude to this conversation touches on what I think is one of the most crucial discussion points regarding our current healthcare system, and that is how we access care and how we select our healthcare advisors, our doctor. It's absolutely critical that we get that right for this reason. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem, Joe. We live in a healthcare world that tends toward sick care, not healthcare. And we have to be aware of that and make choice, because we're swimming upstream if we're talking about using healthcare professionals as our advisory team to strengthen our health. Because the current mode of operation is to only see a doctor, or for a doctor to see us for 2 minutes in their examination room because we're sick. There is something upside down about that mentality. We've got to push against it. In fact, there is a movement going on in American healthcare today. It's called direct primary care.
That sounds like it would be dangerous to the healthcare people, but that sounds like a good thing.
Oh, it's a fabulous thing. It's an outgrowth of what used to be referred to as concierge medicine, which was really reserved for the wealthy. It has really come now to a doctor's understanding that in order for them to give the kind of care to their patients that they love to give, they need to be able to do that to a smaller set of patients, and they access that care on a prescription basis or a subscription basis. Particular access fee, and I can see the doctor as frequently and as often as I want, and I'm really accessing that service to enhance my health, not just because I'm sick. We don't treat anything else in our lives, Joe, in that fashion, where the only time we ever pay attention to the repair of our cars, think if we were pilots, if the only time we ever paid attention to mechanics is if it fell out of the sky.
When the engine caught on fire, right?
We've got to do maintenance. We've got to do maintenance. And that's what direct primary care does. It gives us access to a doc on a different payment basis. He's not seeing me because I'm sick. I can access him as a healthcare professional and advisor, and we encourage our members at Liberty HealthShare to have that kind of relationship with a direct primary care.
But Dale, we really have to rethink, I'll say, medicine and how we take care of it. Look, we're probably the or one of the most obese countries on the face of the planet. We're moving less as a whole. Yeah, you see commercials about people buying these bikes for their home and, you know what I mean, the gym memberships and all this other fun stuff. You know, kids are moving more, but only with their hands, you know, their thumbs and fingers on the video games. The foods are much more processed than they were 20, 30, 40 years ago. The doctors are pushing pills on for every little ailment. It is a different mindset, and it's a different mindset on the kind of health share program you need to be part of, right?
Without a doubt. In fact, I just ran across some statistics today, this morning, regarding the amount of money spent in America's healthcare system for chronic diseases. In fact, it accounts for 75% or 75 cents on every dollar we spend on healthcare today.
Wow.
On diseases largely preventable and manageable because they're lifestyle diseases. High blood pressure, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, some cancers.
Wow.
And if we eat right, exercise right, avoid tobacco use, reduce stress, do those things that we know enhance health, can you imagine a 75% elimination of our current healthcare spend in America if America would just get focused on managing their health?
You know, I am not trying to tell people to do this by any stretch. When my grandfather died in his 80s, he had lung cancer. Now, I want you to think about this. He was in his 80s with lung cancer, okay? Said he'd been smoking Camel non-filters every day since he was 12 years old, and the man would smoke. Wouldn't eat any processed food. If it didn't come out of the garden, if he didn't cook it on the stove, you know, that kind of thing, he wouldn't eat processed food. He always swore that was the big part of it, And we've got to the point now where everything comes out of the box. Everything is dead. You know, we don't eat stuff that, again, this is a whole mindset, people, when you think about how you're going to take care of yourself. And if you would, Dale, explain the difference between health sharing and health care. Because you know how people are. There's something different about that. And it is something different. And it's a better way of looking at taking care of yourself.
Well, we've been taught in America for almost generations that the only way to pay for our health care is through insurance.
Yep.
And we're here to challenge that notion that the health insurance model of intrusion in our lives, of centralized management, of giving directions and managing and controlling an individual's health is really a serious flaw. It's not about health care. It's about how do we choose to access care, and then we can decide how we wish to pay for it. We can pay for it out of our own pockets. Or we can pay for it in a community of like-minded, values-based both in terms of ethics and religious values, a community that shares those values, and we assist each other in paying those costs, but we are making the decision. That's the individual member as a healthcare consumer is making the decision regarding how they access their care, and making those choices and decisions within that care context with their physician and healthcare provider. That's a whole different issue with a different mentality, and it really separates the discussion between affordable and accessible care of our health versus the way in which we pay for that. And we choose to pay for it not by insurance, but by a community of like-minded people in mutual care and support of one another, so that we're literally paying each other's health care costs in that context.
I don't know, Dale. That sounds a little loosey-goosey to me, like there's no regulation over it. You know, what if I teed off my neighbor and he's part of the group? He goes, oh, no, he doesn't get a new liver. Forget him. I mean, who oversees this? If it's just a group of people, do you have any oversight like an insurance company would have?
Watch out for freedom, right? It's a scary thing. My goodness, if we can make choices of our own and exercise our own free will, watch out for that. My goodness. But we're self-regulated. We're a community who shares those values. We make decisions among ourselves as to the kinds of bills that we will share, and we have what we call a set of guidelines our members interact on. Every year we make choices or decisions about those guidelines. So it's a member-driven, member-decided, member-focused community. And together we're changing healthcare, and we're doing it for good.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, I love to make fun of this stuff because people, again, guys my age, we have a mindset of how it goes and how it is, and I always like to quickly tell the story about when my wife, when we first moved into our new house, she went out and bought a living room set.
You know, I love to make
and she came back with two love seats
again,
and I was just stymied. I didn't know why anybody would buy two love seats, and she just looked at me and said, "Hey, don't go far. We got a lot more coming up at the break. You got to learn more about healthcare. You got to learn more about what it takes to take care of yourself and make sure you're covered and your family's covered." We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. We're going to jump right back in with Dale Bellis from Liberty Healthshare. And in the next hour, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, we are going to spend a whole hour on men. Right? That should freak some of you out. But seriously, about men taking their rightful place. And again, some of you I know listening to the show aren't Christians, and I get all that. But from a Christian's perspective, what men are supposed to do, how they're supposed to be as husbands, fathers, how they're supposed to take care of their communities, their families, and so on. And I don't care whether you're a religious person or not, I believe you'll enjoy it. Anyway, take a listen. All right, I'm back with Dale Bellis, is with me. He's the CEO of Liberty Healthshare. A whole different way of thinking. And this is not new. This is not a newfangled fad that just started last February. First of all, Dale, thanks for being with me. And secondly, healthsharing is not a relatively new thing, right?
It's been in existence literally for generations. When you think back prior to the Second World War, the way in which people met healthcare costs literally in community with one another, particularly centered around the church, where that's where the community met, and needs were expressed, and they joined together to meet that particular individual's either expense need or whatever the case may be, it's taking that model of mutual aid and assistance and care and applying it in today's universe where we throw in technology, we create online connections and support, and our dollars move from our secure online account to another member's. We actually help pay for that member's expense, message them with cheer, encouragement, or prayer, whatever the case may be, and create that kind of relational connection in this vital area of our lives. And we're turning that relational messaging into a solution for healthcare costs.
You know, I was joking with you during the break about the process of all this. And, you know, the old guys like me, you know, we're used to, you pay the premium, you pay the deductible, you show up at the doctor, two other nurses take your vitals, and then while you're sitting in the room waiting for him to show up, he comes in, spends 2.5 minutes with you, gives you some pills or something else to do that he'll see you again in 10 days. We would accept that in almost any other area of our lives, but we accept it in the medical world. But under this kind of plan or under this kind of process where you're actually very much involved in your health care, you have a whole different experience, don't you, or can?
It's a different experience and mentality. And frankly, Joe, that's why healthcare sharing is not for everybody, frankly. For those who do not wish to engage at that level of involvement in the direction and care and management of their own healthcare, it may not be for them. But for those who have that orientation and mentality that we certainly advocate for, it is a fitting methodology for addressing our healthcare costs and needs, and it does change the patient-doctor relationship. And it reestablishes that relationship so that there's not an intermediary emanation room saying, no, you can't do that, or you can only do this, or no, that treatment's not permissible, or that over there is, it's, you know, it is the decision between the doctor and patient. That's why doctors love healthcare sharing and Liberty Health Share, and the members love it even more because it reestablishes that connection.
Dale, I learned that lesson by accident. You know, I hate, you're gonna get a kick out of this, I hate going to the doctor for a physical, and then he takes your blood, right? And I'll send it out, and I'll give you a call in a couple of days, or I'll give you a call, and we'll get it back in a week, or whatever. And then you're chasing each other for 2 or 3 weeks. And what a crappy feeling it is when the doctor's trying to call you back, and you don't know if there's something wrong with you or whatever. What I do now, I pay for the blood test up front. So I go in, and because he never draws it, so the ladies, that the nurses in there will draw my blood. They send it out. When it comes in, then I come in for my physical. And the all right, I'm back with comfort. Then you take control of your own healthcare needs, right?
That is the focus of our entire movement in healthcare sharing and in Liberty Health Share, is to free up the decision to be in the hands of the individual consumer, and that's what makes the difference.
Yeah, and insurance companies will dictate, it's really funny because, again, you don't see this in many other industries, where the insurance company dictates to the doctor, they dictate to the professional what his or her next steps are for that patient based on what they perceive to be the problem. It's extremely scary at that level. That's one of the lights that went on for me early on when it came to this kind of thing, where we started paying or some of the stuff out of pocket because I didn't want to go by the insurance company rules, if you would.
Well, over the past few decades, we've seen this profusion of the intermediaries between the patient and the doctor. It's the insurance company. It's the managed care provider. Yep. It's the it's the broker. It's the all of the different players in the healthcare arena that create distance between the patient and the doctor. We've just simply removed those intermediaries and reestablished that patient-doctor relationship so that we get back to the core of what healthcare is about. And that's really what we're discussing. The central purpose of healthcare is the care of our health. And we're making those choices ourselves.
I agree. I have two of my kids are single, and I had suggested, or am suggesting, that they move on with Liberty Health Share because They don't, you know, some of the regular health care insurance policies are really tough on young people. I mean, it's just really a pain in the butt. But yours are affordable, and they make much more sense because they give that young person much more control over their, you know, taking care of themselves. Why don't you put out or let us know about some of the fees and how that works?
Sure. For our most comprehensive plan, we call it Liberty Complete, and it's $199 for a single, $299 for a couple, $449 for a family of three or more. That's what we call our suggested share amount. It's our regular share amount, which has not changed over the last 3 years.
Wow.
And that sets aside in our own secure online account that we call our share box. And with our proprietary online software, we apply our payment to our account that is then matched to another member who has medical bills. And you literally, transparently see your dollars flow from your account to theirs. And you can message them at the time that that occurs with cheer or encouragement or prayer, and interact with that to the level of disclosure that receiving member wishes to give. And then we cut the check directly out of that account to the doctors and the hospitals. And all of that process takes about 30 to 45 days from the time we receive the bill and share it and get the check out, et cetera. It's timely, it's prompt, it's fair and reasonable. Doctors love it, patients love it more, and it's just putting healthcare back into the hands of the individual consumer.
And unlike some other things, you can actually negotiate fees and costs with your doctor, can't you?
But we're self-pay patients. We're responsible for the costs and for the care. And so when we go to our doctor, our ID card tells them, but we just simply say, hey, I'm a self-pay patient. What's the best cash price today? It's astonishing. The difference between what they will bill and what they will accept to establish or to in settlement for that service. And we also advocate on behalf of our members for that best value price. And it's typically about 40% of what is billed. Now, let that sink in for a minute, Joe. We literally settle the costs on average at 40% of the billed amount. Now, that tells me there is something wrong in healthcare today, that they would bill $1,000 and take $400 in response.
Oh, yeah.
There's something amiss. There's no other industry in the nation that could operate that way and survive more than a week. And so as healthcare consumers, but we've got to stand up, take control of our health care, and change the system. And that's a part of our whole movement, changing health care on behalf of the individual patient in this community of faith and values.
So let me see. We've had a couple of very dark segments here. We've talked about liberty and choice. We've talked about true affordable, you know, fees here, right? You're sharing fees. We've talked about taking control of your, taking care of your own body when it comes to the health of your body. Yeah, real nasty stuff we've been talking about here, which is the way it's always should have been. Government, what's going on right now? You got about 2 minutes. Okay, look, he doesn't have 2 minutes. I'm going to take it away from him. Here's how it works. If you want to hear the whole interview, and I'm going to put that up after the show, you can listen to the whole healthcare interview, all the parts that are missing, but you got to go get the podcast after the show. And you can find that on our website, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. In the next hour, please come back. If you're on Facebook, you got to restart at the top of the hour. You really don't want to miss the next hour because we're going to be talking to Bradley Dean. Look him up, Sons of Liberty Radio. And we're going to talk about why our young people aren't stepping up. Why are young men aren't stepping up to take care of their family, their loved ones, their community, or what have you. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Don't go far. Really. Come on back. I'll miss you.